lines then. I listened patiently. I argued fervently. I used all the heartstrings I had. I thought we could get by.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. I let Clark hear it too while you're talking. He and I are sitting here in the room. Go ahead.
He said, I'm a hell of a salesman.
Or something.
I walked into the lion's den. I listened patiently. I argued fervently. I used all the heartstrings that I had. And I made no headway. But the least, the very minimum they would accept would be something that would involve giving them some votes. The minimum is the own proposal that gives them two. Mm. He said, if I thought we could get by with it, I would be postpone it. Perhaps I think we ought to postpone it for one night and see if there's any more hope, although I think we forget now any possibility of them not trying for a floor fight unless they have some votes. And he said he asked some of the people there the result of giving them two votes. Quite know who this came from, but Texas would stay, Georgia would stay, Florida would stay, North Carolina would stay, Arkansas, Louisiana, doubtful. I don't agree with much of that. I don't think many of them would stay. It doesn't know whether it would do any good to postpone it, but the feeling is of Mondale, Markham, Diggs, Daniel, and the Kaler from Georgia is that perhaps they ought to now report back to the full committee that they haven't been able to reach any conclusion. Let the full committee go ahead and make its report, because the convention can't do business until some people have credentials. Let the full committee make its report tonight as scheduled, and say that all contests except one have been resolved, and here are the permanent roles of the convention, and when the subcommittee is still studying on this one, the evidence, and when it's resolved, we'll make a further report. He says he's racked his brain for anything further to do. He's not making a suggestion that you get into it, but he said the fellow Henry is quite intelligent. He's more reasonable than some, and King is more moderate than some, although this two is the best they would take. They both said they could understand all these difficulties, and that maybe they ought to come to Washington tonight. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just trying to rack my brain. I said, well, what can be done there that you haven't been able to do? My feeling is that you do more than anybody. He said, well, maybe you're right. Says, I just don't know.
Said, I don't want to see them at all. I don't want to have anything to do with them. If they are interested in the slightest, and what concerns me it is to go on and take the compromise that Rao proposed. And that's what they ought to do. And other than that, there's not anything I can do for them and, or I want to do with them. And if they want go water, they can have go water. That's all there is to it. And if he's got no influence with them, I don't know who has.
That's
simple. But I sure don't want them down here. And I think maybe Ruth will be down there tomorrow and see if he can talk to them. I don't think he can. And I think if what we'll try to do is see if we can get them to suggest that they try to sell this two-vote thing to some folks and never. Get it out of that subcommittee, just bury it in that subcommittee if we possibly can. I don't know whether we can keep it there that long or not, but I'd go and get the credentials for the rest of them out of the way.
Yeah, we almost have to do that.
Yeah.
And then postpone on the others. I think Tom Finney, who's been, see, I've had Tom Finney with the subcommittee, Governor Lawrence with the full committee. I think they're agreed there. Governor Lawrence says some of the ladies in particular are getting a little restive.
Yeah.
Got hair appointments, and they got this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Tom says that Bryce Daniel and the Georgia men are getting a little rusty. They're the last ones that ought to be, I think, but they probably just don't understand it. They're only two that are saying, let's go ahead.